This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Several years ago, Eric Eberhardt stumbled upon the idea of mixing the squawk of a police scanner with a soothing ambient soundtrack. The unlikely pairing resulted in the website You Are Listening To. The project has spread to cities across the country, including Baltimore. Eric Eberhardt spoke with our senior producer, Matt Purdy, last year about how the project came to be.
My name is Eric Eberhardt, and I'm the creator of You Are Listening To. It's a website that basically mixes together ambient music with live police scanner audio. You can listen to a bunch of different cities all around the U.S. and Canada. It's been going for about almost 2 years now. So I originally got the idea to start You Are Listening To on the night that the San Francisco Giants won the World Series a couple years ago.
And for the first time since 1954, the Giants are world champions.
And I had just ridden my bike home from being out and about in the city with friends, and got home, turned on my computer, and I noticed on Twitter that people were all talking about all kinds of crazy, you know, antics going on around the city. People were lighting bonfires and trash cans and trying to turn over buses and stuff. And one thing that kept coming up pretty frequently in the posts on Twitter was that you could listen to live San Francisco police radio on a website, on Soma FM. And I had listened to scanner audio before, but I figured this would be a really interesting night to listen to it. So I turned on the scanner audio, started listening, and it was really interesting. And then after maybe half an hour or so, I got kind of bored and just put some of my music on in the background. So after I had changed songs a couple times, I realized, hey, this is really interesting. You know, I was playing different types of music, like playing some jazz, playing some electronic music, and it sounded really cool along with the police scanner radio. So I wanted to like share that concept or that experience with people that I knew, but it wasn't easy to do because I would have had to explain the whole process of go to this site, find the right music, etc. And so after thinking about it for, you know, a month or two, I came across a bunch of really great ambient music on SoundCloud, and I was able to like put together a really simple little website to merge the sound with the scanner audio. And that made it much easier for me to share it with people.
24 Macy's, 1 year ID, 19020, 1010 at 1600 hours. You're 98 in Caltrans, just 109 the...
I added Baltimore in the second group of cities. The first group was New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Montreal. And then I went back about a year later and added a bunch more cities, Baltimore, Denver, Minneapolis, etc. Partially it was based on feedback from my listeners, but also just based on my own kind of interests in terms of which cities I thought might be interesting to listen to. And Baltimore, Detroit, Austin, a lot of these cities just, you know, for whatever reason, have some sort of a reputation for good or for bad. Or just for being interesting. And so, you know, Baltimore was definitely on my short list of places that I was curious to hear what it would sound like to listen to that scanner audio.
91, what's going on? The T-shirt right across the street.
Yeah, so that's a female, number two female, wearing a green shirt and jeans, black shoes, walking in and out of traffic, almost got hit by a vehicle.
There is a narrative that's happening out there in each of these cities. There's, you know, somebody calls the police department and they go out to investigate, and either they find out that something actually has happened and they follow up, or that it was a false alarm. And if you're lucky, if you happen to tune in at the right time, then you can actually hear something like that, you know, from beginning to end.
Yeah, I have the dancing person. I'm on a Cassadel, 2800 block of Washington Boulevard, on foot, walking over towards a dancing person.
I think the interplay between the very smooth and calming music and then the more gritty and dramatic stuff coming from the scanner audio, it's exactly that. It's kind of like that, those two disparate things being juxtaposed together. And I feel like people are in some ways not necessarily expecting that, but they're used to that type of combination from things like police TV shows, CSI or NCIS or whatever, and movies soundtracks, where like the actual soundtrack will be, you know, very minimal and kind of not intending to get up in your face. But then what's happening while you're listening to that music is supposed to be the focus. And so people have told me that, you know, when listening to the site, it sounds like they're listening to the soundtrack to like Heat or Drive or some type of movie like that, where you're hearing what's happening, you're hearing the police radio, but at the same time, like, the soundtrack is more there just to support it and to kind of, you know, set the emotional tone for the whole thing. Even though there's not necessarily a direct connection between the music and the scanner audio, just putting the two of them together, people will start to make a narrative. And I think, you know, maybe that's really where the kind of the narrative of the site exists, is in that play between the audio and the music.
Yes, there's the Marine unit. If you need us, we're down here at South Point, down by the pier. So you advise, we'll be here till 11 unless you need us longer.
Alrighty, I got Lieutenant Pearson should be coming down there to take command of the Fells Point area.
Duke, you can advise, I've got 4600 block of Pimlico Road for loud music now. There's no complaint.
Eric Eberhardt is the creator of the website You Are Listening to Baltimore. He spoke with senior producer Matt Purdy last year. We've got a link to it on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. On 88.1, I'm Sheila Cass. Just ahead, looking from the 21st century at 12 Years a Slave. Stay with us on 88.1.
Thank you.